You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome to Community Contact Fairhope City Councilman Corey Martin. Good morning, Corey. Thank you for being here and for pinch hitting. I understand you filled in at the last minute.
Yes, last minute. So, they pulled me off the bench.
Well, I appreciate your time so much. We have the council here the second and fourth Monday of each month because the meeting is the second and fourth Monday evenings. And then tomorrow we'll have Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan joining us, as is customary, the day after. Well, let's start with the work session, although I know oftentimes the work session is when things are introduced to the council to discuss. There's a review of the budget and a discussion of the proposed City of Fairhope Safety Handbook, as well as committee updates and department head updates. Anything there you want to mention?
Yeah, well, probably just the safety handbook. This is something that, we have been hoping to come to fruition for a while now. We had a safety guy, and that was an attrition there. We lost him, and we hired a new safety guy. And the guy before him actually wrote this book, but now the new guy's implemented it and is now with personnel, and now it's coming to us. So we're happy about that. Something that's really needed for our employees.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, and on to the agenda. There is a final adoption of an ordinance concerning changing zoning ordinances concerning hotel, motel, and bed and breakfast. I'm not quite sure I understand it. Can you explain it?
Yeah, this is where we're just making amendments. We're making amendments from a B3A and B3B. So currently, a bed and breakfast is allowed by right in a B3A, and it's prohibited in the B3B. The hotels are allowed by right in both B3A and B3B. So what this will do, this amendment, a bed and breakfast in B3B would be permitted only on appeal and subject to special conditions, which changes by right. So if someone comes in and asks to put a bed and breakfast in that particular zoning area, it was by right. Now it would have to go through appeal and the special conditions.
Why are we doing this? That makes sense. Thank you. But why has this come up?
I'll leave that to professionals. Our planning and zoning director thought, obviously, we saw some things that we did not like as far as our comprehensive plan and how we were doing things. So I think this would fit more with our comprehensive plan and how we're going to develop futuristically.
Okay.
And I think it just gives us a little bit more allowance as far as what we're doing, as far as construction and how we're constructing things or developing things. Yes. A hotel in B3A would be permitted only on appeal and subject to special conditions. A hotel in B3B would be permitted only on appeal and special conditions as well.
So this gives a bit more control over that development.
It does.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, control is we want to be able to grow smart. I think this is more smart growth, more so than control, I think. And that's where we're continuing to trying to get to, is smart growth.
Okay. Speaking of growth, I'm now just reading a number 6. If I can ask you about the site plan approval, review, and approval. This is for a 10-unit project on 1/2 acre that would be on the northeast corner of Magnolia and Church. Is that an apartment or condo complex?
No, ma'am. It's office space.
Office.
It's a mixed-use development.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a mixed-use development, and it's a professional and doctor and lawyer. So it's going to be professional offices, including doctors, maybe a clinic, or people walk in, walk out. They will not board, and lawyer type deal.
Okay.
And law office space in that area.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's literally just right here down the corner.
Yeah, it's
from
south
me.
Of Gayfer.
Okay.
On Greeno, south of Gayfer.
No, this one says Magnolia and Church Street.
Oh, this is the Magnolia and Church Street.
Yes.
One.
Sorry.
Oh, let me look. Sorry about that.
Number six.
Let me look at it. Number six.
Which is just there's right down the corner.
One. Yeah, I'm getting confused with another one.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that other complex. So that,
yes.
Yeah,
yes,
that
yes,
sounds
so
nice.
Look at this one.
While you're looking that up, I can go on and ask about others.
Yeah.
Or?
So this is the one.
Number
yeah, you can
six.
Go ahead and ask about the other one. I'll
okay.
look this up. But I think it's still the same.
Number six, they're asking for a 180-day extension on their site plan review and approval, a 10-unit project at Magnolia and Church, 301 Magnolia Avenue. And then number seven, I think we're all familiar with now, that the City Council hereby officially declares a water emergency pursuant to Ordinance 1682, authorizes Mayor Sherry Sullivan to implement any or all of the phases, phase one, two, and three, to avoid further strain on our infrastructure.
So let's go back to the Magnolia and Church.
Okay.
I was correct. I don't know why they have, there's a, they're in the planning commission that I'm on. We unanimously voted on this one, and it reads here, this is Alpha Care, just what I was talking about. And I said a mixed unit or PUD, but it's on, it says here, east side of North Greeno Road and north of Edwards Avenue, south of Gayfer. I don't know why there's a mix up there. We'll have to get with Hunter. We'll have to get with Hunter and
okay.
and see why that's confusing.
Okay. Well, we can just go ahead and talk about the water ordinance. We're already in phase one, so I'm presuming phase one did not require council action.
Well, no, that was voluntary.
Yes.
That was just voluntary. We just put it out as a public announcement. This, what we're doing now, will allow, if council decides to create an emergency at this point on tonight, then we can. We'll figure that out as we discuss it as a council. But this will give authority to the mayor if she deems, as she sees the trends or the patterns going in the wrong direction, the ability to proceed with phase two and phase three in our emergency water ordinance, conservation ordinance.
And I know it's Monday morning. Do you happen to have an update yourself on how the water consumption has been going? I don't mean to put you on the spot. You might not be able to find that information out until tonight.
No, I think the last that I got is that we use 500,000 less gallons during this conservation process. So it was going in the right direction, and we got some rain, and hopefully we'll get some rain this week. But what this does is just allows the mayor, if we see that we're going in the wrong direction, we don't have to call a special meeting. We don't have to come back and do these processes. She could go ahead and invoke the emergency if she sees fit,
I see.
You know, with reaching out to the director of water and all the advisors. Mm-hmm. Yes.
By
so
the
that's
way,
that's what this is.
For our listeners, the plan is posted on our Facebook page and on the city's Facebook page that describes in detail what phase two and phase three require, and they are mandatory. And they could also be, if a customer is found in violation, they could be issued a citation with a fine of up to $500.
Yes.
Let's look at number eight. This is a submission for a grant for new pedestrian facilities of about $1 million. The city's cost not to exceed $200,000. It's an 80-20 grant. Are pedestrian facilities sidewalks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That sounds, yes, that's the fancy way of saying connectivity. Yeah, so Jack's done a great job. He's on, and the mayor, they're on the Eastern Shore MPO, Metropolitan Planning Organization. And And they have given us a ALDOT grant. This is a TAP grant, Transportation Alternative Set-Aside Program grant that will allow some connectivity. And I think it's from, I'll tell you here, where it's connecting Blue Island and Fairhope Avenue to Gayfer. And then I think it's Bayou Boulevard and Fair. Let's see here. Yep. So it will be 1.12 miles of new sidewalk on one side of a two semi-parallel street, and then Blue Island Avenue and Fairwood Boulevard. These two sidewalk segments will connect to the existing sidewalk systems on Fairhope Avenue on the south end, and make connections to the existing sidewalk on the north end. The sidewalks on Blue Island Avenue will connect Fairhope Avenue to Gayfer Avenue, and the sidewalk on Fairwood Boulevard will connect the Fairhope Avenue to the existing sidewalk system on the north end of Fairwood Boulevard, and then connect to Section Street on the Eastern Shore Trail side.
Very nice.
So a little bit with the this all would connect to Fairhope Elementary West. So with the school bus walk, you know,
the walking school,
bus. I'm sorry, I'm a little dyslexic. The walking school bus. This is great because now more kids can have a place to walk safely and get to Fairhope Elementary West.
Very good.
Which is a good deal. We always like that.
Okay, and another biggie on tonight's agenda: resolution number 11. And this is adopting some nice pay increases, 5% across the board, not even waiting until the new budget, but enacted as immediately to help employees with inflation and to help with employee retention and to help match other compensation plans from other municipalities.
Yeah, you know, this is something that is a necessity at this point if the city wants to continue to function at a high level, which we really need to function at a high level with all the things that we have on our plate right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to decrease the attrition rate as far as our employees are concerned. The reason that we're losing employees is due to cost of living, COLA increases, and we're not matching those market prices. Right now, I think with this 5%, even if they don't get to $15, I think it is, I'll have to look at it, we'll still give them a dollar after the 5% to get them to where they're supposed to be, at least a 15. And I think that's just and then the utilities, I think the dollar amount is 18 after the 5%. If they don't get to 18 after 5%, we add a dollar to that to get them to 18. And I think from the Auburn study and the things that we've done due diligence wise, those numbers are what carried over in the study. So we're trying to get people whole at this point. Families are really desperate. These are working people, and they need to be able to pay for their bills. I mean, look at gas. I mean, gas is ridiculous, you know. So we have to do these things to keep people whole.
Yes, and I anticipate this is going to pass with flying colors tonight.
Yes, I think it's going to pass with flying colors, and this is not something, you know, you spoke on, you know, doing it before we make the budget. This is not something that we practice, but this is pretty much an emergency.
Yes.
As far as our staffing is concerned. So that's why we decided to do it in such a manner. We're not being irresponsible as far as the systems or the public's money. We really hold that in dear heart, you know, being good stewards of taxpayers' dollars. But these are the people that help us move our day-to-day operations, and we think that they're that valuable that we will deviate from our normal processes as far as the budget to make these people whole.
And we have a lot of projects.
We have a lot of projects.
Many are contracted out, and many, of course, are also city employees. And you may not, once again, I don't want to put you on the spot, but you may not have an update yet on the infrastructure projects. But do you have any information you can tell us about Church Street and the sewer main on Fairhope Avenue, or the electrical work on Nichols?
Yeah, so during the week of June 27th through July the 1st, our crews will be finishing the work on church between Delamar and St. James. Church from Delamar to St. James remains closed to traffic and parking. On Thursday, June 30th, beginning at 5:30, for 5 to 6 hours, the gas department on Morphy will be closed from section to church, and that's on Thursday, June 30th, beginning at 5:30. July 5th, church will be closed from St. James south to the entrance of Fairhope Community Park. The parking lot at the park will be accessible during this work. The phase is expected to last for 1 week on that one. Also, beginning July 5th, parking on church will be affected both sides. If you see no parking signs, please do not park in the spaces. This will hinder progress and ultimately affect the completion of date for this particular project. The things that we're doing, infrastructure project, replacing water, wastewater, gas, stormwater infrastructure on church from Oak to Fells. This work is expected to be completed by fall of 22. So hopefully this fall, with all of that we're doing infrastructure wise, will be completed. And the guys are working diligently. And the girls, Jessica, and the mayor and RJ, they're all doing a fabulous job. As far as the electrical on Morphy, I'm not sure where they are. I know we're getting close. You see a lot of the redundant poles because we're transferring. Mm-hmm. Those poles will come down. I've gotten that question a lot. Those poles will come down. But if you've been by there, isn't it beautiful? I know it's hard to say that electrical substation is beautiful, but I think they've done a tremendous job.
Now, you're meaning the Nichols or the
Morphy,
new one out?
Morphy. Well, all of that is connected.
It's kind of tucked away. It's nice.
It is. That's
to
what
have
I mean.
It tucked away.
Yes. I think they've done a tremendous job on that.
And then we've got the sewer main project that's on Fairhope Avenue.
Yeah.
Now having the closure on the east side of 98, just between Hoffren and Booth/Bishop Road, mm-hmm. as we expand our sewer capacity.
Yeah, and hopefully some talks will come up with some other water infrastructure as far as capital projects to increase our pipe sizes that would help with this water problem that we're having as we continue to grow. Hopefully you'll hear something about that in the future, just putting a teaser out there. Hopefully we can get that done as well.
And the mayor mentioned a new well, if not two.
Well, that's a part. That'll be a part of what I'm speaking of now, and also increasing the sizes of in certain directions of our water lines.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
We are speaking with Fairhope City Councilman Corey Martin because the Fairhope City Council meeting is tonight at 6. The work session is at 4:30. You can attend them. You can also watch them live or later on the City of Fairhope's YouTube channel. Corey, anything else that you'd like to mention I haven't thought to ask?
We had a good showing on Juneteenth at the Rotary Club. It was a good turnout. We had great vendors. People had a good time. I want to give Pat White and the mayor and that crew a kudos. I don't know if you've driven by there and seen the facility, but it is looking more like the rest of Fairhope than ever.
I need to do that. I haven't.
Yeah, so they've put white rock and made a white rock road and traveled it like a semicircle. They've upgraded the landscaping. They have irrigation and a new garden out there for the kids.
Right.
It's fabulous, and I'm so excited that those kids have upgraded facilities, and kudos to the mayor and Pat and all involved.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Corey.
Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate you pinch hitting this
morning.
Ma'am. It wasn't on your agenda to talk on the radio.
I had to rearrange some things, but it's all good.
I appreciate it very much. If you missed part of this interview, you can listen to it later. It will be posted at WABF1480.com. click on interviews and talk shows.